Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency, and you are listening to a new episode of Gawkerbacker. Here we go. So last Sunday, I actually blew out my pants. I thought I'd tell you guys this a little bit here. So, it was Sunday morning, and again, I got to work at the church, and I was running a little late because it was Mother's Day. But I still had to get gas. A lot going on here, and I had to be about a 40-minute drive, and I have to be there by, you know, like 7:30 in the morning, right? And so I'm getting gas. I get out and I grab my keys, and I go to put them in my pocket, and I have a bigger key, and I basically go right down the seam on the side of my leg when I try to put my key in the pocket, and I just rip them all the way down to the like just big old hole. So I had a tough decision at that moment. I'm not going to lie. I thought, all right, I could probably safety pin this, get through the day, or I can just use it as a joke and everybody's going to see my boxers. But I thought at church, and then I had to go to my son's football game after that. I felt like, you know what, I have to go back. So I ended up having to go back and change it out. And then guess what? Monday I got some new pants. So I'm wearing new pants over here, everybody. And they're feeling fresh. They're feeling hip and cool. So if you see any photos of me, ask me about my new pants. All right, so I've already done a quick interview with Nikita Varga from Germany, and we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, and I'm going to let you know, too, Anchor has a major tech issue going on right now. Anchor, if you are listening, you got to get this thing solved. So the interview is basically just shut off with some of the co-hosts. So this is, I mean, it happens to me almost every day, so very frustrating. So you're going to hear me ask a question, and then Nikita is going to go away. I will let you guys know that still was a good conversation up to that point, but Nikita and I have chatted offline, I guess still online, but off interview, I should say, inside of Anchor. We're going to try to get him back on in the next couple weeks here, and we're going to try to get an update on where he is in his entrepreneurship journey. So, all right, here's my interview with Nikita.
I want to grow a new startup about consulting.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, what are we consulting on? Is it just anything, or is there a specialty that you focus on?
It would be for new startups. It would be a consulting for equity. So I can give startups the opportunities to grow, to get a lot of money, and I would get equity for it.
Okay. In your opinion, why would somebody want to bring you on in this arrangement? What would you bring to the table?
I would do for them the business plan, or my team would do the business plan. They would do the strategy. We would find some contacts. After a few years, we would have a lot of contacts. In our country, we say vitamin B. I don't know how it's in English,
mm-hmm.
but when you know important people, and
right.
you can give them this.
So, you know, in terms of an idea like this, how would you survive? How would you and your team survive, I should say, with a cash flow scenario? So if you're only taking equity in some of these companies, how do you guys survive?
Okay, I would say in the first year, I wouldn't earn something, but... we would take equity, and additionally, we would take. The thing is that when we write business plans, we can go with the business plans to some areas where we can win with our business plan, because this business plan is so nice and. Great. In Germany are a lot of places where I can do that. And there are a high chance that you can win with that, because there are not a lot of startups. They are doing that. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can,
sure.
they can win with a good business plan, a lot of money. And we would get some percent of that.
Okay. Gotcha. So how do you consider, or what? How do you see lead generation happening? How are you finding your potential customers?
I would find them in some places, in universities. I would look in special areas, like I said, where you can earn or win with this business plan. You can go to this area and searching for a lot of startups, because there are a lot of startups that don't have money but good ideas, and would be very pleasure if they would get the opportunity to grow with a consultant.
Sure. So in terms of this idea, where are you right now? What are your steps today to achieve this idea?
I'm not very far. The thing is that last year I tried to grow a startup, but the thing is the idea of the startup was too big, in sort of that I would need more money than it's normally a startup would get, because the idea like Spotify, and you need a lot of millions. It's very realistic. So I thought all the problems I had, because and all the things I do in this time with my startups, I learned a lot about startups that are like me. And I my goal in the future was to be a consultant, but my life dream would be to have a own company. So I wanted to combine them. And this week I will have my Abitur. It's like the IB in America. And I can go to college, to the German one. And in this time in Germany, you get a lot of money from the government. And you in America, you pay a lot of money, but in Germany, you get a lot of money every month.
Right.
It's like a credit, but you pay only the half of it back, and the other half is a present. And
interesting.
It's enough to grow a little business, and I thought to pay someone for the thing with the business plan, to pay a student, a master student in international business, who is starting international business, and I will pay him a little bit, and we can grow a new startup.
That's interesting. That's very cool. What's making you want to be an entrepreneur? Why not take these skill sets to a company that's already established, help them kind of grow and even raise more money? What's making you want to do this all on your own? What's that drive behind it?
My ambition, or I think you know that moment, there are times in your life when you go, I don't know, to a place, to school, to work, to home, and there are 5 minutes or 10 minutes where you do a lot of things. You have to check to solve problems of your friends. You have to solve your own problems. You have bills, and you do it in any seconds. It's very fast, but you have the feeling like, you know, the movie Limitless. It's like you are on NLP. You know this, it's this drug in this movie. You know, it's you are on fire. And this feeling is so great, and I would try to have this feeling every day, every second, every hour. My dream is to work a lot, and that this work is not a work for me. It's more like a passion, because it's interesting, and love it to do.
Do you have any mentors around you for entrepreneurship? Like, were your parents entrepreneurs, grandparents, brothers, anybody?
I know a CEO of a big company from London, because he's flying every month to London. And he's very big, and this company is a $100 million company. And I knew some marketing managers that helped me. I knew I have a business angel. I found a business angel. He's not directly supporting me, but he helps me when I have some problems.
Interesting. So what do you see in like the next, let's just say the next 6 months? What does the next 6 months look for you? Like what does the next 6 months look like for you to help you actually achieve some of these goals you're talking about?
So the next 6 months,
All right, so why do we call this episode Gawker Backer? Well, the reason is that we have created a sort of a hashtag or a term around here of what it's like to look at campaigns that are doing really, really well or campaigns that are really struggling and basically back them for low dollar amounts so that you can see what's going on behind the scenes. So that's what we're going to do. On this episode, we're going to focus on campaigns that we know are doing really, really well. So we're going to jump into that right now with the first campaign being Coleco. Evolved Mini Arcade. So these are old school, like late, early 81. So yeah, early 80s, I should say. 1981 is what it looks like when these came out. So this company, Coleco, is remaking Rainbow Bright and Robotech. And these are little handheld games. They look sweet. So this is a project we love right now over on Kickstarter. They have 21 days to go. They had a $30,000 goal, and they're currently sitting just under $68,000 with 675 backers. So if you're into old school games and you know, the little classic tabletop arcade machine, you're going to definitely want to check this out. Coleco Evolved, and this is Rainbow Bright and Robotech. Go check it out now. All right, the next campaign I'm looking at is called Knuckle Sandwich, a dang RPG is what it's called. This is from Andrew Brophy, and I'm always fascinated with RPG games for the PC that get funded on Kickstarter. It's a very, very challenging thing, so kudos to Andrew for doing a job well done here. So this is a project we love, and it's a video game. It's going to be on PC and Mac, and it's, like I said, it's called Knuckle Sandwich. So they've only got about 51 hours to go, but they had an $18,000 goal, and they're currently sitting at just under $55,000. So a lot of backers too. So again, kudos to Andrew for a really well done campaign here, because video games are incredibly challenging to fund. So obviously he built a good crowd and got a lot of people excited about it. So if you're interested in checking out a new RPG game, go check out Knuckle Sandwich on Kickstarter now. All right, the third campaign and final campaign for this episode of Gawker Backer I'm looking at is by Klaus Guitars, carbon fiber full-size guitars. So I have actually interviewed the Klaus Guitars guys. If you want to go over Successfully Funded and search that, you should be able to find out. It's probably episode 60-something, I think is what it is. I should have got the number for it. But so this is also a project we love. I know these guys pretty well. So these guitars are made out of carbon fiber, and they don't dent, and the neck's detachable, so it's for traveling. Very, very, very cool stuff here. So they had a goal of $10,000. They're currently sitting just under $90,000 with 100 backers. This is their fifth campaign. They've done these for, I think, ukuleles. They've done them for a short scale guitar, and this is a full size one. So these guys are definitely onto something. If you're in the market for one of these things, go check out Klaus Guitars now. They're basically creating an entire product line here. Very, very cool stuff. So Klaus, congrats again on a great campaign, and they've got 13 days to go. So not a lot of time. So go check them out right now on Kickstarter. All right. So now let me do a little bit of self-promotion here, right? You know, I gotta pimp myself. I gotta tell you guys what to do here. If you like anything you're hearing in the episode, make sure you hit the clap button below. You know, that tells other people that this is a hot part, right? We all want our hot parts. Also, go over to iTunes right now. Make sure you're a subscriber. Subscribe to Successfully Funded, which is our long format episodes where we talk to project creators while they're in the middle of a Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign. And we talk about what's working, what's not working, right? So you get the most up-to-date information on how to be successfully funded. So go subscribe to that now. And make sure you probably know a friend that might want to listen to it as well. Tell a friend. While you're there, subscribe to Gawker Backer. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we put out episodes where we talk to people from around the world. We try to connect with them. It's a little bit more like improv. And then we do what we just are doing right now, gawking at a couple episodes. So go do those for me. And if you want even more Jeff Wenzel, right? You might be thinking, man, I need a little bit more. Go to iTunes right now and subscribe to the Standcast. That is where I'm talking about men's issues, masculinity, and just what it's like to be a father raising children in today's society. Very good conversations over there. You can check out tons of episodes of me kind of diving into what it's like right now. A lot of stuff there. So a lot of stuff you can dive into. And again, if you want as well, go to woodshed.agency and follow us over there. Chat with me. If you do the chat button, you will be talking to me. I'm the guy behind the scenes that says hello. So a couple things for you guys to do. But why don't we go ahead and go out fishing again? Let's go see if we can't find somebody to interview on Anchor right now.
But yeah, we can do 5 questions, 5 minutes.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's jump into it. So first one I have for you is, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
For breakfast, I had coffee and I think that was it.
Just some coffee? Okay. All right. Yeah, just a light breakfast. all right, cool. Number two, what's the last book you read?
The last book I read, If Tomorrow Comes.
Okay, what was it about? Give me a little insight.
So it's about this guy who actually is into chess, and he becomes this world famous chess player, and then everything gets so dramatic, and then just killing starts happening.
Okay,
it's a crazy book.
All right. Are you a chess fan?
No, I'm not. I just love like the book.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Where'd you learn about the book from?
Someone had told me about it and it kind of caught my attention.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to number three here. I mean, I asked a couple sub questions there, but number three here, what's one thing you want people to remember about you?
Just my tenacity, my ability to be enthusiastic and just enjoy life and not be as stuck up as many other people might be.
Sure. Good answers. Number four, what would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
One thing about myself that I would change is my communication. I'm able to do things like this, but on a more personal level, such as with my wife and with my family, I'm more of a recluse.
Okay. I'm a why doesn't people read my mind? So I'm always working on communication.
Yeah, I kind of feel you on that because it's like, for me, it's like, okay, if you know me that well, why don't you just.
Right. I hear you, man. That's why I'm in therapy. We're trying to figure that out, man.
Right.
Cool. All right, number five. What's one of your goals in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months is to finish planning for my wedding anniversary.
Okay. So what, you got a big number ahead of you? What's the ballpark plan?
We're heading into our 10th anniversary.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to make that as spectacular as I can for my wife.
Sure. What's I don't know if she's a regular listener to Gawker Backer, which is my podcast here on Anchor. Do you have any ideas of what you're planning on doing?
We do, and actually, she's the one heading the whole thing. But you know, being the man of the house, I just want to make sure that finances are all straight away.
Of course, don't mess it up, basically, right?
Right.
Tiptoe. And just, I can do that for you, hon. I can do that. Yeah, be a yes man for a little bit. Awesome. Well, John, what do you do? Why are you on Anchor? What do you do? What's the work like?
Okay, so I'm in sales and marketing. Right now I take care of the visitors channel here on Guam. So I do a lot of sales and marketing for that. And then I also do some consulting work on the side for other businesses. Mediation, mentoring, and just, you know, I love meeting new people. I love just trying to help them figure out how to develop themselves. So
sure.
That's what I like to do.
Well, very cool. Well, where can people learn more about you and connect with you?
They can get a hold of me on WhatsApp. My number is 671-689-7797. Okay. Or they can just shoot me an email on jlmendiola@live.com.
Awesome. Well, John, I appreciate you playing along with my 5 questions in 5 minutes, man. Feel good about it?
I feel good about it.
Awesome, man.
One of the things that I like people to understand is we are a community here on Guam of a population of less than 100,000 people. And I just want people to know where Guam is and what it's all about.
Well, let's put this in there. You know, I try to travel with my wife a little bit here as a, you know, with some young kids, you know, why should I think about going to Guam over other areas? What would be your sales pitch in that?
Well, my sales pitch to Guam is that it's a tropical island. You know, we see summer year round, and it's just the hospitality here on Guam is outstanding. And it's just a place to relax, to try and get yourself away from the everyday hustle and bustle that you're currently in.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. I mean, that's tempting to me. There's no doubt about it. We're starting to plan out our little summer vacations around here because I'm in Detroit, so we just got over about 9 months of winter, so I haven't seen the sun in 280 days. So, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Well, if you guys ever get a chance, come out to Guam, look me up, and I can show you around.
Sounds like a plan. John, I appreciate it, and thanks so much. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I think that's going to wrap up a new episode of Gawker Backer. I want to thank John and Nikita for coming on and being interviewed. And Nikita, we'll definitely have to get you on and do a little bit of a longer episode at some point. And John, keep going with the work there in Guam. Very, very cool stuff. And thanks for playing along with 5 questions in 5 minutes. So like I said, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. Go to subscribe to Successfully Funded, Gawker Backer, and Standcast if you want to hear Jeff Wenzel's world, right? You want to hear me behind the scenes and talk about what we're working on over here. And let's listen to some music right now. Let's go ahead and play this out. Let's listen to Can You Keep a Secret by the Sugar People.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.